All right, to continue our short ideas with Rav Shor, he quotes this piece from Motzei Yom Kippur. Acher Yom Kippur shezochel dargas banim ayde shiflas banim lachsos betzel shchina. After Yom Kippur comes, we want to get to the madriga of banim. It's only through the midah of anava can we enter into the sukkah, the holy sukkah. So let's see what Rav Shor tells us. Rav Shor says, he writes in the Ramah in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Reish Chav Dalet Siv Hey, Mishel Ma'aril, Amedachtikim Mitchilas, Matchilim Miyad Mitmoitzi Yom Kippurim Basiyas HaSukkah, Kidei Lotzeis Mitzvah Mitzvah. The people that love mitzvah, the people that are medactic and careful in mitzvah, should be careful right after Motzei Yom Kippur. Even after Kiddush Havana, says the Ramah in the name Ma'aril, you should make sure to make sure you start putting up your sukkah. You go, we show the Rabbanu Shalom going from mitzvah to mitzvah. Says Rav Shor, we see from here that there's an obvious connection between sukkah and Yom Kippur. Mashma she'inyin ha-sukkah hu hamshacha la'avodas hayam noron. That we see that the avoda of sukkah, or specifically putting up the sukkah, is a continuation. It's a continuation, it's a hamshacha of Yom Kippur. And Rav Shor wants to understand what's the deeper idea here. So Rav Shor says a beautiful idea, and he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Gimel Amad Aleph. Says the Gemara, in Mashiach's going to come, and La'azul Lava Chadash Baruch will give the Umas Olam the mitzvah of sukkah. And each one of them is going to make their sukkah on their head of their roof. The Rebbein Shem is going to bring out this very hot sun on the month of Tammuz. Each one of them, the non-Jews, is going to go into the sukkah and kick their sukkah down. Says Rav Pinchas of Kartz, one of the earliest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. What's the deeper idea here? What's Dafko? They put the sukkah on their gag to show you that at the end of the day, one lesson and one lesson. The mitzvah of sukkah has got to be done with anava. It's got to be done with nivas. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. Yeah, it's going to be okay. But kevet she'ikr mitzvah sukkah ba'ayin and midas ha'shivus. Be'esha odam machzik is atzim la'ayin. At the end of the day, you have to go into the sukkah once after you feel Yom Kippur, you feel the Rebbeinu Shem is matar, he forgive you even when we deserved not to be pardoned. We deserve not to be pardoned. We were all guilty. And the Rebbeinu Shem still forgave us. But what happens to the non-Jew? He kicks. When someone kicks, and you kick the sukkah when it's hard, it's gaiva. Look at me. The whole Indian of Gag, the Rosh Gagol, the Lashon of the Gemara, they put it at the head of the roof. It's just steaming of gaiva. But the whole Indian of sukkah, even the middle letters of sukkah is chav vav. Because when it comes down to it, says of shor sukkah, it's got to be done with the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ba'aniva. And we know the ba'anivas. And the Gemara tells us, Chazal, b'makam shem tagagluso, shem te'en azvanus and anvasanuso. When we have great things in life, we don't think it's all about us. We make sure we act like the Rebbeinu Shem. Mahurachum avatarachum, just like he's merciful, you're like merciful. If the Rebbeinu Shem is humble, quote unquote, we need to be humble too. Says Rav Shor, you want to know the Inyan on how to take Yom Kippur with us? You want to know how to take Yom Kippur with you? Make sure to continue working in your anivas. Make sure you continue to work on your shiflas. Make sure you still have that submission, those feelings of complete submission that we had yesterday, when we all sing Hashem, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim. Those last fine moments, we had that Hachna Yisera. You want to keep that going? Make sure you have that in your sukkah. You're thinking about how to be a little more humble. You think you're not just letting things get to your head. Oh, look at me. Look at my fancy car. Look at my fancy sukkah. Look what I'm doing, chomoid. You want to take Yom Kippur with you. Take the midah of anova. And this is something that we were really working on since the beginning of Elul. The Chiddush Shurim tells us that Elul stands for those words in Mizmor Lesora. We said, do ki Hashem Elokim hu asan velo anachnu. The lo anachnu is could be spent lamed vav and lamed aleph. The lo. He says it's krik siv. The lo, the more you say you make yourself lamed aleph, then the more lamed vav, the more we become the Rebbeinu Shem. You want to know how to take the kedusha of Yom Kippur with you? Says the Rav Shor to work on the midah of anova. And this is what means. Medakta mitzchilas miyad mitzvah Yom Kippur. Masiyas hasukkah kedi lotzes mitzvah. What does it mean? Mitzvah. Pashup shah means you want to mitzvah goras mitzvah. Continue yourself with in holy thing, holy matters. Says Rav Shor in a much deeper way. We all felt that anivas. We all felt that submission. We all felt we were all being pardoned like a son. We were all being pardoned like a daughter in front of the Rebbeinu Shem. You want to know how to take the kedusha with you? Make sure that you take the midah. Of Anivis with you. And that's what Pinchas Karetz says. The after the Moshe brought that that tremendous son of Tammuz. And they all, why did he bring that son? Because they all brought the Osa Sukha Barosh Gago. They put it on their head, on the top of their, rooftops, which represented Gaiva, which represented arrogance. And our avoda is able to make sure that we crown the Ribono Shel Olam. We continue to crown him with the midah of Hachna, the midah of Bito, of Espada's complete submission to the Ribono Shel Olam. And this is exactly what Rav Pinkus says. We say this in Shimon Esrei. Melech Ozer Mashiach Magin. Melech refers to Rosh Hashanah, Mamach, the Ribono Shel Olam. Ozer, Kadosh Baruch gives us our Aser Shemei Tshuva. He's our helper. Mashiach, Yishi Zu, Yom Kippur, Yishem saved us. Magin is the shield of Sukkah, the shield of the Sukkah, the shield from the rest of the world, the shield to remember who we owe anything and everything we have, the complete submission to the Ribono Shel Olam. You want to know how to take Yom Kippur with us into the Sukkah, it's through one midah, and that's the midah of Anava, which we zocheh b'ezras Hashem, Shkoach.